It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you once again for joining me for It's a Good Life. I would ask you to have your Bible ready because we're going to look in John chapter 21 today. And I'd like to speak for the next few minutes and share with you the subject of renovated love, a love that is made over, a love that is real. In John chapter 21, we read about how that after the crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord, he appeared unto the disciples and he appeared unto Peter. Now, of course, we know that Peter denied the Lord just before the Lord was crucified. We're going to read about that in just a moment from the scriptures. Well, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Peter, do you love me?" And in verse 17 of John 21, it says, "He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Well, the Bible tells us that Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." Well, I believe that there's a need today for renovated love in our hearts, something new, a new love in our hearts, to get back to the love that we've had. We need to have a renewed love affair with the Lord. We need to have him wrap us in his arms. We need to wrap our arms around him. We need a renewed love in the Lord today. Now, Peter, before the crucifixion, there are certain things that went on there. This is one of the reasons the Lord asked him in John 21, "Lovest thou me?" In Matthew chapter 26, verses 30 through 35, the Bible says, "And when they had sung a hymn," now this was just after the Lord's Supper was instituted by our Lord. After this was instituted, it says, and after they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus unto them, "All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." Peter answered and said unto him, "Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." Peter said unto him, "Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee." Likewise also said all the disciples. Now we know by reading the account that Peter did deny him, that this was done for a certain purpose. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 56, it says this, "But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled." You know, we often look at Peter here and we say, what a rascal. He denied the Lord. He fled from the Lord. But notice that it says there in that verse in Matthew 26 and verse 56, it says, "Then all the disciples forsook him and fled." Not only did Peter deny the Lord and flee, but we know that by reading the scriptures that all people forsook him at the cross. The last time Peter saw Jesus until the resurrection is found in Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62. And it says there that, it says, "Then took they him and led him and brought him," this is Jesus, "into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them." And we know by reading this account that Peter denied him. Yes, he denied him three times. And then the cock crowed. And we understand that in verse 62, Peter was starting to get back to his first love. He started to have a renewed love even there, because in verse 62 of Luke chapter 22, it says, "And Peter went out and wept bitterly." In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 11, it says, For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing that is sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. We need to have a renewed love today. And I submit to you today, if you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you cannot have a renewed love. You need a new love. You need to ask Him to come into your heart. You need to ask Him, Lord Jesus, please save me. Come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I want, Lord, to know the love that only you can show me. The Bible says that no one has loved like the Lord, like Jesus. And we're going to see that in just a few moments. But if you've never trusted Him as your Savior, if you've never trusted Jesus, you need a new love today. You need to ask Jesus to come into your heart. In Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 38, we read of the crucifixion of our Lord. And there it talks about as they came to a place called Calvary. There they crucified Him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And I want you to know something today, that Jesus Christ loved man even while He was on the cross. Jesus Christ wanted the best for man while He was on that cross. In fact, that's the reason He went to the cross, was for man. He went to the cross that we could have eternal life, even on the cross. Jesus said, and it was sad when He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, and Mark chapter 15, verse 34 says that. And as He looked around, He said, I thirst. John chapter 19, verse 28. And what did man do for Him? Man brought Him vinegar instead of water. He was suffering. He suffered more than any person has ever suffered in this world. And then He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke chapter 23 and verse 34. Jesus loved. He loved you and me. And He's the reason that I can say today that I'm on my way to heaven. Because of what Jesus did on that cross, my sins were nailed to that cross. His blood cleanses me from all unrighteousness. My sin is gone. The resurrection took place. He was crucified, buried, and the resurrection took place. We read that in John chapter 20 about the resurrection. In John chapter 20, we read how that He appeared to people. Did Jesus resurrect? Don't you tell me He didn't resurrect. The Bible tells us that He did. In John chapter 20, verses 11 through 16, Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 15, John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20, and John 20, verses 24 through 29. These verses tell us about the resurrection of Jesus, and we read on and we find that He was seen of over 500 people after His resurrection. He's alive. He lives today. And because He lives, we can live. We can know that we are on our way to heaven. We see by reading the account that we've gone through here, and we've read the account in these verses that we're about to see, that there was a renewed love, a renovated love that took place in the life of Peter. Peter did love the Lord, and we ask ourselves, did he really love the Lord? In John chapter 21 and verse 18, it says, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself. Well, this is Jesus talking to Peter now. This is before the crucifixion. He said, When thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. Well, did Peter love Jesus? Yes, he did. He proved it by laying down his life for our Lord. Well, Christian tradition tells us that Peter, after preaching so many years, was crucified. And he thought, I'm not as great as my Lord. I'm not as good as my Lord. I don't deserve to be crucified like him. You know what he did? He told that he was crucified. And we're told this, that he was crucified upside down. Did Peter love? Yes, he loved. In Acts chapter 1, in Acts chapter 2, and so forth, we read how that Peter preached the word of God. He preached the gospel. And we're told through those verses that on one occasion alone, there was over 3,000 people who got saved. And the Bible tells us there was added over 3,000 people added to the church after he preached on that one occasion. Well, did Jesus love? John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus loved more than anyone has ever loved or will ever love again. He loves you today, and he wants you to live for him. He wants you to know him as your Savior. What do we do to get renovated love, to renew our love today? We need to remember, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5 says, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent. This is speaking to saved people. And repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee and will remove thy candlestick out of his place. That doesn't mean you'll be lost. It says, this will be done except thou repent. He's going to remove the testimony of the people. He's going to treat that person. He's going to say, you have separated yourself from me, from my love, in the sense that your joy is not full now. You do not have the joy that you once had. You're saved. You're on your way to heaven, but the joy is not there. The first thing we need to do today is remember. We need to remember who we are. Remember who Jesus is. Remember that he died for us and that he's alive today. We need to repent. Luke chapter 22 and verse 62 says, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. Peter repented. It was a godly repentance. He wasn't, he didn't do something that was superficial. He meant it in his heart. Do you mean it in your heart today? Ask Jesus to come into your heart, first of all, and if you are saved, you need to repent like Peter did and say, Lord, forgive me. Finally, we see that we need to do the first works to have renewed love. John 21, verse 7 says, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. Well, it was no accident that these fellows were fishing. Jesus had first seen them after his resurrection. These people were fishermen, and Jesus called them as they were fishing by the seashore there. And you go back and you read the account of how these disciples, these apostles came to Jesus. Jesus came and said, follow me. They had been fishing, and this was no different. This was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said, it is I. Be not afraid. Peter loved Jesus. We need to do our first works. We need to get back to the place where God can use us as Christians. Follow him today. Love him today. Lord, lift me
up and let me stand. You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.